Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. As we get ready to dive in, I want to remind you that there's service opportunities all around us. There are great ways to serve other people this holiday season. One of those ways is by partnering with our wonderful partner in our community called the North Gwinnett Co-op. There are opportunities over the holidays to serve families in our community. Two ways to get to know about that. One is to either drop an email to Susan Roebuck. You can just email her susan@sugarhillchurch.com or jump on her Facebook page. And she posts about needs and opportunities out there. And that'd be a great way to get connected and serve others. Well, today I want to talk to you about a gift that is eternal, a gift that just doesn't end. Honestly, when you turn on TV or you're browsing the web and you see all the different holiday or Christmas pop-ups that happen, there's all kinds of Christmas messages. But the one who created Christmas, God Himself, has one message that really matters, and that His gift is eternal. Christmas is all about eternity. When you think about it, you weren't just created to live 80 or 90 years on this earth and then die. No, God created you for far more than that. You're more valuable than that in His sight. God has a long-range plan for you. He made you to live forever. Now, it's true, one day your heart is going to stop. That'll be the end of your heart, but that won't be the end of you. You're going to last forever somewhere for trillions and trillions and trillions of years, and God wants you to be part of His family during that time. See, God sent Jesus to this earth as a baby, not to stay a baby and not just to have some cute manger scene. He came to this earth as a baby so that one day He could die for your sins, so that you could know Him, that you could grow in Him, that you could spend forever with Him in heaven. Now, that is the great news of Christmas. And to make that news even greater is that He offers it to everybody. The Bible says in John 1:12, "But to all who believed in Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become the children of God," to anybody, to everybody. God wants you to spend eternity with Him, and so He made the way to Him so, so simple that you believe in Him and you receive Him into your life. You believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You believe that He rose again, and you receive Him into your life, that God sent His own Son to this earth over 2,000 years ago to die for you. That was the very first Christmas gift sent to you thousands of years before you were even born. Honestly, there's a lot of ways to celebrate Christmas. There's a lot of family traditions, but I'm telling you, if we celebrate Christmas without receiving or unwrapping the one gift that God has given to you, that's missing the point. If you do that, you're missing out on the big idea. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 35, I'd encourage you to check it out today. The Bible basically says there's no difference of where you're from or who you are. If you want God, if you're ready to do what He says, the door is wide open to you. And so I just want to encourage you today, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, you've got a place in God's forever family, and it's ready and waiting for you. The invitation, well, it's wide open. Jesus models this. John 1 demonstrates it. Believe in Him. Receive Him into your life. Allow Him to be the leader, the Lord of your life. Well, hey, I'm running out of time for today, but if this was helpful or encouraging to you, or if you're wondering about next steps in that relationship, drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and I'd love to connect with you and help you take some next steps as you celebrate this Christmas season. One other housekeeping thing is, as we get closer to year end, I've had many people asking me about year end giving. The end of the year is a wonderful time for people to be able to donate and to give and get tax credit for that, or tax consideration for the 2018 taxes. And so the simple housekeeping on that is, be sure just to have it in by midnight on December the 31st. You can drop a check off at a service in person. You can slide it under the church office door. You can mail it, as long as it's postmarked again by December 31st, or you can give online all the way up to midnight. And as long as that's time stamped appropriately, you'll be able to apply that as you're working on your 2018 taxes. Not only does it help you in tax purposes, but it also helps the church end the year strong, prepared to fund what God's put in front of us for 2019. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.